Zimbabwe, welcome to Live Talk. We are coming to you from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. It's a Friday, January the 21st, 2022. I am Tungameli Nkomo.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight, we are looking at the chaos in the MDCT. But first, an update on the COVID-19 situation.
Zimbabwe has recorded 227,695 cases since the outbreak started. And the Minister of Health reported yesterday that four people succumbed to COVID-19, while 397 others tested positive. This has left the country with 5,208 deaths.
Also, one important issue, Jonga, is the issue of active cases. In the past 3-4 weeks, we were at a peak of about 34,000 active infections, but now we have come down to 10,833.
And also, Mtunga, we are also seeing a rise in numbers of the number of people who are being vaccinated. To date, a total of 4,228,376 people have had their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine, and 3,254,587 their second dose, while 35,554 have so far received their third dose.
Yebo kunjalo Jonga, lingaba lijona njani emakhaya sikuhlelo lwe Live Talk singumsakazo we Studio 7. Lamhlanje sikhangela ingxabangxoza ekhona kubandla le MDCT. Angazi ukuthi ngizathi elikhokhelwa ngubaba uMonzora kumbe ngizathi elikhokhelwa nguThokozani Khuphe, ngoba uMakhuphe ube lomhlangano lamhlanje watshela intatheli izindaba ukuthi uMonzora kaselilunga le-MDCT. Lokhu ngemva kokuba yena uMonzora ethule umbiko izolo esithi uMakhuphe usemisiwe ukuba lilunga laleli bandla. Kulokulwisana okukhulu phakathi kaMonzora loMakhuphe, ngezinye indlela sebexotshene ku-MDCT. Kodwa singakangeni lapho sikhangele umkhuhlane we-COVID-19. Ugatsha lwezempilakahle luthi kubhubhe abantu abane izolo, njalo kwatholakala abangamakhulu phose amane, 397 belo mkhuhlane lo. Lokhu kusho ukubana abantu asebebhubhile to date bebulawa yi-COVID-19 eZimbabwe sebengu 5,280. Kuthi abalokhu bephethwe yilo mkhuhlane sikhuluma nje, kumaviki amathathu amane adluleyo bebedlalela kubo 34,000, bephezulu mpela amanani. Kodwa kathesi sikhuluma nje, lelo nani selehlile seliku 10,833, yibo abantu abaphethwe yilo mkhuhlane sikhuluma nje. Abahlatshwe ijekiseni yakuqala izolo bangu 5,542. Abahlatshwe esibili 5,137, kuthi abahlatshwe esithathu babe ngu 2,223.
Chiri kutarisa nyaya iri kunetsa zvikuru mubato reMDCT, inyaya iri kuteerwa nevanhu vakawanda. Zvichitevera mashoko aziiswa nhasi pamusangano waitwa nevatori venhau nemumwe wevatevedzeri vemutungamiri webato, kana kuti vanga vari mutevedzeri wemutungamiri webato reMDCT, Muzvare Thokozani Khuphe. Dr. Khuphe vaziisa ivo kuti aiwa, bato reMDCT ratsemuka nepakati zvichitevera kudzingana kwavari kuita mubato imomo nemutungamiri webato vaDouglas Monzora. Takanzwa vaMonzora vakanyorera tsamba kuna Muzvare Khuphe musi wa12 mwedzi uno 12 ndira, vachivazivisa kuti aiwa takumisai kuti munge muri nhengo yebato reMDCT nezvipomerwa zvakasiyana siyana zvavaipa kuna Dr. Khuphe. Tazoonawo nhasi Dr. Khuphe vachidzosa chematsenganzungu, vachizivisa iwo kuti aiwa vaMonzora kutotaura kwavakazivisa mushure mekunyorera Zeki tsamba vachitaura kuti bato ravo reMDC richakwikwidza richinzi MDC Alliance pasarudzo dzemabyelections dzichaitwa. Tinoreva kuti vatozvidzingawo mubato reMDCT ravanga vari mutungamiri webato. Asi chisati chanzwisisikwa ndechekuti kana Muzvare Kupe vari kuti Douglas Muonzora vakazvidzinga mubato, sei vari kuzotaura kuti pane mapato maviri kana kuti bato ratsemuka nepakati? Ndo zvimwe zvezvinhu zvatiedza kuti tinge tichikurukura izvozvo. Tisati tapinda kunyaya iyo yemakakata Mwari mubato reMDCT, tombotarisa uwandu hwevanhu vari kubatwa pamwe nekufa neCOVID-19. Nezuro bazi rezveutano rakazivisa kuti vanhu vana vakafa neCOVID-19 nyika yose, vamwe vanokwana kuita 397 kana kuti 300 nemakumi mapfumbamwe nevanomwe vakawanikwa vaine denda iroro nyika yose. Kufa kwevanhu vana ikoko kwakasvitsa uwandu hwevanhu vafa nyika yose pazviuru zvishanu nemazana maviri nemakumi masere 5280. Uwandu hwevanhu vari kubayiwa nhomba huri kuti kwirei, asi hausati wasvika pa10 million iri kutarisirwa kana zvikamu makumi matanhatu kubva muzana, 60% iri kunzi nehurumende vanofanira kunge vabayiwa kuitira kuti denda reCOVID-19 ringe richikwanisa kugadzikana. Tinoona kuti vanhu vabayiwa nhomba yekutanga kusvika pari nhasi vaamamiriyoni mana nezviuru mazana maviri zvine makumi maviri nezvisere nemakumi matatu nemakumi manomwe nevatanhatu 4,228,376. Vabayiwa nhomba yepiri vasvika pa3,254,587 kana kuti mamiriyoni matatu nezviuru mazana maviri nemakumi mashanu nezvina zvine mazana mashanu nemakumi masere nevanomwe. Vabayiwa nhomba yetatu iri kunzi booster shot vasvika pa35,554. Uwandu huchiri pasi tichitarisa kuti vanhu vabayiwa nhomba dzose dziri mbiri vasvika pa3 million kana kudarika 3 million. Zvinoitwa kuti tinge tichitarisira vabayiwa mabooster shots kuti vange vasvikawo kuma3 million. Mutunga,
today we are talking about the chaos in the MDCT, the counter suspensions by Douglas Muonzora and Thokozani Kupe. We have a political analyst to help us navigate this situation. That's Mr. Rejoice Ngwenya. But before we go to Mr. Ngwenya and our other guests, let's listen to what Thokozani Kupe had to say at the press conference in Bulawayo today. It was more of a rally, really, than a press conference. Let's listen. Madam Thokozani Kupe there, officially declaring the split of the MDCT. Liamuzwa ke lapho uThokozani Kupe ekhuluma labasekeli bakhe lentatheli izindaba ekobulawayo lamhla uthi ibandla leMDCT eselidabuke phakathi kodwa uyaphambili njalo uthi nguye osephethe leli bandla nguye osengumkhokheli ngoba ngokutsho kwakhe uthi uMonzora is no longer a member ngoba watshela iZek ukuthi uzancintisa AMDC alliance ngoma nje
ndizozo vadiyo vateereri nevatariri manzwa muzvare Thokozani Khupe vanga vari mutevedzeri wemutungamiri webato reMDCT vachitaura iwo kuti vaDouglas togara sei Monzora vanga vari kana kuti vanove mutungamiri weMDCT havachisiri nhengo yebato reMDCT nekuti vakazvizivisa kuZimbabwe Electoral Commission kana kuti ZEC kuti bato ravo rava ari kumirira musarudzo raza 2022 by elections richange richikwikwidza richinzi MDC Alliance. Saka vanoti nekudaro aiwa paMonzora vachisiri nhengo yebato reMDCT ivo nemasimba avanopiwa nebumbiro remutemo semutevedzeri wemutungamiri ndo vave panyanga. Vachienderera mberi vachitaura kuti I declare an official split with within the MDCT party. Hanzi kutsemuka kwataita bato vazvisa kuti bato ratsemuka. Zvino hanzi kuti ivo vaTivamonzora vachisiri nhengo yebato ravo. Bato rinozotsemuka sei mutunga.
Pane dambudziko ipapo Jonga asi tichange tichinzwa from mutauriri wamuzvare Khupe. Achange achitsanangura ipapo kuti zviri kufamba sei. Now let's go to our analyst, that's Mr. Joyce Ngwenya. Mr. Ngwenya, good evening and welcome.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I love to be on this program.
Mr. Ngwenya, clearly this is a mess that's going on in the MDC. Since 2005, clearly things have been going downhill for this party and it has never recovered.
Well, I mean, I actually feel pity for you broadcasters and journalists because how do you navigate through this whole cacophony of confusion? But, you know, to put it in perspective, basically the confusion was caused by the courts. Because that kind of insinuated that the MDC Alliance was not a political party, which of course was wrong. But of course, Madame Khupe, Dr. Khupe kind of gets it right that MDCT is a political party and MDC Alliance is a political party. And I just wish Tungamini that she had clarified this problem at the time when her president, Monzora, was recalling members of the parliament. Recalling them from what he called was another alien party, which is MDC Alliance. By the way, in Tungamidi, Douglas Monzora is actually more MDC Alliance than Thokozani Khupe. Because remember in 2018, Thokozani Khupe contested as MDCT, and Monzora was the MDC Alliance. Even in Gweru in 2019, Advocate Monzora was at the Congress. So if it comes to the issues of originality, and what we can call provenance, I believe that Madame Khupe has got it right. However, you and I might not be privy to the constitution of the MDCT, but what we know, standard practice, Ndungamele, is that if you join another political party, you cease to be a member of the MDCT. And this is why Dr. Khupe says, by declaring himself as member of, president of MDC Alliance, Mr. Monzora has effectively, recused himself from MDCT. But there are other theories that come around that. So for the time being, I think we are dealing with two parties, MDCT and MDC Alliance. I don't believe that is true that MDCT has split. It has split into what? Unless if it's an atom, we still have MDCT, which has contested leadership between Thokozani Khupe and Douglas Monzora. And do you know what I mean?
Thank you, Dave. Avungwenya, and please do stay on the line. As we bring in Thokozani Khupe's advisor, and that's Dando Ndlovu. Let's dive right into it. Sibone uMama Khupe namhlanje sithi nguyo sephethe iMDCT aphinde athi sokule split abuye athi ubaba uMonzora sowazixotsha kubandla. Is that not a contradiction? Because how can there be a split when you are saying that Monzora is no longer a member of the MDCT?
Ngiyabonga baba ntungamile ngombuzo wakho. Uzananzelela ke umsakazi ukuthi mhla ka 3 January ubaba uMonzora wabhala incwadi eya kuZeki ethi yena usengu president we-MDC Alliance, wathi yena sengenza ibandla elizancedisa ama-by-elections elithiwa yi-MDC Alliance, okulibandla elitsha ngesisekelo somthetho we-MDCT. Lokhu akwenzayo siyakwazi ukuthi kakukho emthethweni, ngoba ngesisekelo sethu ku-5.10a umuntu akavele asekele elinye ibandla kumbe ajoyine elinye ibandla uzixotsha automatically, kadingi ukuxotshwa ebandleni. Ngokunjalo sithi ubaba uMonzora ngokubhala leyana ncwadi wahle wazixotsha ebandleni le-MDCT. Kodwa-ke ngokuya kwesikhathi ubaba udokotela ukhuphe ukwazi ukuthi uMonzora sowazixotsha, ulehlekana nabantu elilutshwani elithi lona vele ngalisalandeli isisekelo sombuso lese-MDCT leselizwe. Leli hlekana lihlekana labantu ababezakela abangalandeli isisekelo somthetho webandla. Yikho-ke ubaba ukhuphe ebonile ukuthi kungcono ukuthi ahlechaze ukuthi laloba uMonzora esephula isisekelo sebandla, kulabantu abazimiseleyo ukumlandela, kumbe kulabantu abazimiseleyo ukuthi bahlale belandela izinto ezikho emthethweni. Uyananzelela njalo ukuthi asikho kuqala uMonzora eqamula isisekelo sombuso we-MDCT. Ngoba uMonzora kwamukho kuchazile ukuthi wafaka ama-vice president amabili okungekho emthethweni, wasuka lapho wa-appointa isikhulumeli sebandla lo-treasurer okungekho emthethweni angakuvunyelwayo ngoba upresident ka-appoint ama-officers of Congress. Waphinda lapho waqinisa indaba yokudlakela ebandleni okungekho emthethweni, ngoba i-MDCT libandla elithi khona kalikholelwa kwezodlakela. Wachaza futhi umama ukuthi kathesi wakhetha i-standing committee esingekho futhi emthethweni. Achaze futhi umama ukuthi khona kathesi uzixotshile ebandleni, kodwa kulabantu abahlala abalokhu besithi bona bazamlandela laloba kunjalo. So kulabantu ababili ku-MDCT abaningi abathi bona balandela isisekelo isepathi kwelehlala lelilutshwane elithi lona vele alisalandeli isisekelo sombuso wephathi. Yikho kubamkhube echazile ukuthi kona hhayi laloba uMonzora enjani wazixotsha ephathini, kukhona abantu abavele bathi bona abasalandeli isisekelo esebandla ngoba bengamalunga ebandla.
Thank you there, Baba Ndlovu. Please do stay on the line. Mkoma Jay, vari kutaura Ndlovu hapa ndanganda vunza kuti isei muzvari kupi wataura iyo kuti kwane ma MDCT maviri apo kune rimwe divi vachiti vaMonzora is no longer a member of the MDCT, vakazvidzinga nekuti vachakwikwidza sarudzo vari ku MDC Alliance Sagans nabandlovu. Aiwa muzvari kupe vataura izvozvo because vanoziva kuti kunyange vaMonzora vatyora mutemo sekutaura kwavo vandlovu, pane vamwe vacharamba vachingovatsigira zvisinei nekuti amai kupe vari kuti havasisiri nhengo yeMDC T. And I must say kuti we reached out to mutauriri wavaMonzora Lloyd Damba, who referred us to the party spokesperson, and that's a witness Dube, who's not reachable. Then we reached to party vice president, Vamogen Komichi, who told us that, and I quote, "We will give you a comprehensive report when we sit as the party leadership, but not today." Saka Hans Nava Komichi aiwa izvo tichagara pasi seutungamiri hweMDCT. Saka tichazotaura nemi vemapepanhau sizakhuluma lani linapamapepandaba nxa sesihlangene njengobukhokheli beMDC. Iyo iresponse esiyithole kubaba uKomichi ongomunye wabasekeli bakaMonzora. Komaje.
Thank you so much, Ntungamile Nkomo, and welcome to our show, Mr. Ndlovu.
because I'm calling him from the phone, he cannot hear, but you can go ahead and ask him a question.
I wanted him to explain the same in English and, if possible, in Shona, so that our listeners also benefit from his explanation.
Mr. Ndlovu, muno taura Shona fia? Okay, kia kia, ansi na jonga mvunzo, ndaku vunza, kuti sei Madam Kupe vachiti ipane maboka MDC maviri. Apo vachiti zve vamonzora havasisiri nengwe MDCT vakazvidzinga nekuti vachakwikwidza sarudzo vachishandisa zita reMDC Alliance.
Mukateerera speech dzamadam Dr. Kube vakataura kuti Munzura akatyora mutemo MDCT papi pacho. Akataura kuti Munzura akatyora mutemo kuapoenda mavice president maviri. Point the sector for commission publicity that says that outside Congress, Rovan, who is out of Congress, who appoint a standing committee in Supam Timo, with the Macombe timelines as Nipam Timo, Akati is a Zakawanda, Akashora, Asi Akati, Naikizuzu. This January, Mizuyu, Akarita in a party in the
Siyabonga Baba Ndlovu, kuvega usecingweni, bari kutaura apo vaNdlovu Mkomaje vatsanangura vangwenya vachiripo parunare.
Yes, I think I can go to Mr. Ngwenya. Vangwenya, tanzwa tsananguro yapiwa na vaNdlovu pamusoro pemasoko ekuti bato reMDCT ratsemuka kuti sei Dr. Kupe vataura mashoko iwayo, hanzi vati kunogona kunge kuine nharo dzinogona kuzoitika kwa kukamba kwa Munzura nekuda kwekuti vanogona kunge vaine vamwe vanhu vanenge vachivatsigira kuti aiwa muchiri mutungamiri. Munoti vangwenyu
kana Mai Kupe vachitivo death bomb ratsemuka nepakati ko zvinozorevai kuti kana vakuenda kumaelection nokuti torangira kuti vaMunzura vakativo tichaenda kuma election tichinzi MDC Alliance. Zvakanaka zvokuti zvinoreva kuti Madam Kupe Dr. Kupe vatoona kuti zvatova nani kuti vatozviti pari MDCT nokuti kana ava vachaenda kusarudzo vachinzi MDC Alliance. Isisi tosara tiri tega tiri MDCT. Asi chinoshamisa jonge rechokuti ko sei kumira kusvika iko zvino vachitaura nyaya yacho nokuti nyaya iyi yakagara yabvira nechekare. Nengo ze parliament vavimiririri vemacouncils ne parliament vachidaidzwa vachinzi zvichibuda MDC Alliance nokuti muri nengo ze MDCT deno Madam Kupe vakatanga kutaura nemazuva achiwawawo asi tinoona kuti pane kupokana papfungwa dzacho dzekutaura na spokesperson nokuti vari kutiwo kana bato rakatsemuka nepakati ngakuite imwe bato itsva. Tura kunzwa uchinzi kune MDC imwe isiri MDCT nekuti ndokutsemuka kwacho asi vari kutsinidzira kuti aiwaka vaMunzura hazvitsvagi kuti vanyorerwe tsamba ichokwadi nekuti muumbire reMDCT rinojekesa richitiro kana ukati wewo wamunhengo yerimwe bato reMDC Alliance zvautoreva kuti chii hausisiri mhembo nhengo yeMDCT. Saka pandinenge ndinobvumirana navo havo kuti ichokwadi kuti hazvitsvage kuti vachinyorerwa tsamba vaMunzura nekuti vakativo isusu tiri MDC Alliance tichakwikwidza tiri MDC Alliance asi zvinoonesa ndezvekuti kana vaMunzura vakada kuti vadzokere kuMDCT vanozoda kunokupidza seMDC asi hazvichaite nekuti vakutaurira zeki kuti tichenge tiri MDC Alliance. Saka kupokana kwacho kuchaita kushoma nekuti iko zvino kuva namapato maviri kune MDCT ine utungamiri huri kuinetsana hatingati kuna maMDCT maviri nokuti haisati yatsemuka pane hutungamiri huri kudetsana cause ya MBC Alliance iyo yainzi navamonzera kutanga haisi party rekati TPCMP parliament because no yava party vakukwidza nezita racho saka ndofunga kuti abopoto racho richagadziriswa mazuva maviri anotevera.
And legally speaking, Mr. Ngwenya, who do you think has the upper hand here? Because Makupe was saying today that she's appealing to the courts and parliament not to take a side.
Well, the courts generally in Tungamiri don't rewrite party constitution. It only happened for the MPC Alliance. Because why? It was only convenient for ZANU-PF and MPCT. Now, the court is going to go back to the December Congress of MPCT and see how the proceedings were carried forward. And it would have been a good thing because we know what transpired at National Conference Center. There was a lot of conflict, a lot of fighting, and Dr. Kupe was actually slept here and there. So I think she should have taken a political position at that time that she doesn't believe that the Congress has gone on well, and she should have taken, she said, she should have taken a trajectory of litigation. So the court simply will just interpret the constitution and say, who is the legitimate leader of the MPCT? And after that, they will then re-look at the concerns of Dr. Kupe, who says that according to the MPC constitution, Douglas Monzora has crossed over the MPC Alliance. And I think this is where the law is going to catch up with Mr. Monzora, because if the law is very clear, in other words, if the constitution is very clear that if Douglas Monzora crosses over from MPCT to MPC Alliance, he is no longer a member of MBCT. But the general narrative around the Monzora Jipe Kul is that he does not want to make the MBC Alliance MBC team brand mutually exclusive. For he keeps saying MBCT owns MBC Alliance, so we're going to do that with MBC Alliance. But because the disputing party, the contesting authority is now his vice president, Dr. Kupe. So it's up to Dr. Kupe to ensure that litigation follows the right course. That is reading the MBC constitution to the letter.
Ndlovu, abanye bayabuza ukuthi kulesidingo yini sokuthi lifike lapha eselikhona manje njenge-MDCT. Like lazama ukuhlala phansi impela. Kumbe ladinga umlamulankunzi wahlala phansi lo Makhophe lo Monzora bakhulumisana.
Okukhona msakazi ukuthi udokotela uKhuphe uzame ngendlela zonke ukurisha out to uba uMonzora. Ndiyakhumbula ukuthi umama uKhuphe uthi ebuyela emsebenzini ngemva kokugula ngomnyaka ophelileyo nyakini ngoFebruary, wahamba wayayenza umhlangano lo Monzora okwaziwa ngumhlaba wonke. Kwaphuma izivumelwano lapho ukuthi kusetshenzwa njani, ukuthi into adesenziyenzile ezingaphandle kwe-constitution ye-MDCT zilungisiswe, okungangokuthi kwakumele akhiphe uMdzuri njengo-vice president wesi-2, ngoba sisazi ukuthi kakula vice president ababili ku-constitution ye-MDCT ku-article 9, kwakhulunywa ngokuthi kufuze kulungisiswe uku-appointwa kwama-officers of Congress ngaphandle kwe-constitution ukuthi kukhithwe ukufakwa kuka-treasurer lo-sector for information and publicity owakhethwa ngaphandle kwama-structures nokunye okuningi-ningi owayesewuphambanisile ngesikhathi engene ehofisini nokuthi kuzadilwa njani ngendaba ze-violence ezayenzakala e-Harvest House ezayenzakala ku-Congress. So kwaphuma izivumelwano eziningi emhlabeni wokuqala uMonzora wathi uzahamba ayekuyenza khonokho. So-ke konke lokhu uMonzora kakwenzanga. Wayenziwa ukuthi umhlangano nyakinye ngokwenkwezi ukuthi kulungisiswane phakathi kwebandla ukuthi kambe ibandla nxa seliqabula umthetho kangaka lithini, ngoba kufuze ngesingesi ukuthi i-democratic alternative elizweni leZimbabwe. UMonzora kakwenzanga futhi. So-ke kufuze kube yi-Congress within 6 months from December 2020 awuzange akwenze khonokho. Khathesi-ke sabona ukuthi seqhubeka eqamula isisekelo sombuso we-MDCT kakhulu. Imali zicatha zingacathi ukuthi zisebenza njani, ama-Congress timeline deadlines the manipulator, the Congress it cuts so which is 1 8 months, in a few years and 6 days, the constitution. In Congress one which I love and I want to say that they are incorrigible by condition.
Spoken to a lot of people who say that Thokozani Kube deserves no mercy because she started this whole thing by recalling MDC Alliance members from parliament, councillors. She literally destroyed the MDC Alliance, and now she's somehow testing her own medicine. How do you respond to that?
Well, it's very unfortunate. It's coming from people who have got little knowledge of what is happening within the MDCT. You will recall that the problems in the MDCT started in 2016 when our late leader, Dr. Hogan Changirai, appointed two additional vice presidents in the form of Engineer Muturi and Advocate Nelson Chamisa. That's when the problems in the MDCT started, and they created a succession crisis in 2018 when he left this earth. So these are problems that you know a long time ago. You will recall that Chamisa himself, he claimed the power unconstitutionally in February 2018 and created another crisis. So there is no way that you can then blame all these things on Dr. Kube. The only crime that she has committed is to remain principled, is to remain guided by the constitution of the party, is to remain focused on the greater good of the public. Because as far as I'm concerned, we cannot afford to violate and mutilate our constitution when we are still in the opposition. You will recall that the judges said, you guys, we note that there are a lot of things that have happened between 2018 and 2020, but you guys, because you are not just opposition in the country, you are a government in waiting. Any day from now, you can ascend into a government, into the executive. And therefore, you must be seen to be adhering to your own constitution. So the only thing, the only crime that Dr. Kube has committed is to be a slave of constitutionalism. So we are not actually apologetic about that. We will do whatever we have done before in any day, at any time.
Siyabonga qhubeka ubambile Ndlovu Mkomaje.
Yes, thank you so much. Since I cannot talk to Mr. Ndlovu directly, maybe you can extend my question to him. What I wanted to know is, if Dr. Kube is now claiming to be the leader of the MDCT, is she in any way in control of the party assets?
Mr. Ndlovu, my colleague Jonga is asking here whether Ms. Kube is in charge of all party assets right now as we speak.
Well, you will know that Dr. Kube is firmly in charge of the various party buildings. I think what is outstanding is Harvest House, and that's the only building that is occupied by some people that claim to be MDCT members, but well, we are in possession of various party assets like VNPs, like buildings. You will know that various chairpersons, various organizers, various secretaries were at our today's press, and they are in possession. position of various party assets. So we are in possession of various party assets and various buildings that belong to the party. So it's for Harvest House.
Mhm, hayi uyakhuluma lapho Ndlovu uthi hayi umama Khupho siphethe sidukwini amahofisi elempahla zebandla nguye osiphetheyo ngaphandle kweHarvest House yona ephethwe ngubabu Monsora. Kwabasanda kusixhuma singumsakazo weStudio 7 njalo sikuhlelo lweLive Talk. Namhlanje sikhuluma ngengxabangxoza ekubandla leMDCT eqale izolo, not eqale izolo per se, but edubuke izolo lapho uMonzora asekhona ukubana usesuspende umsekeli wakhe uThokozani Khuphe. Lamhlanje sibone uMakhuphe la esithi hayi nguye osephethe ibandla. UMonzora kudala wasixotsha ngokuthi uzancintisa ukhetho elibandla le-MDC Alliance. Sibadingele uMonzora, sakhuluma lesikhulumeli lesiphatha amandla sebandla lakhe uMorgan Komitsi, othe hayi khona bezahlangana njengobukhokheli be-MDCT ekhokhelwa nguMonzora, then bazakhuluma ke le ntatheli izindaba ngokuthi kuyiwa njani phambili. Jonga.
Hongu Mthungameli Tanzwa, Morgan Komitsi, vanove mutevedzeri wemutungamiri webato reMDCT, mutevedzeri wava Douglas Monzora, vazivisa ivo Studio 7 mushure mekunge vabatwa parunhare naMutungamiri Nkomo, vakati ivo pari zvino havana mukana wekuti vange vachitipira mamiriro akaita zvinhu kunze kwekunge vagara pasi sebato seutungamiri vanenge vakuzokwanisa kunge vachipindura vatori venhau. Asi tamboedzawo zvakare kutibate mutauriri wemutungamiri weMDCT waDouglas Monzora Valoid Damba, vati titaure nawaWitness Dube. Asi vaDube havasi kubatika parunhare. WaWitness Dube ndiwo mutauriri weMDCT. Ndofunga mutungamiri tingangoita kuti vangwenya vambopindawo vachipindura zvatatichikurukura navanhlovu.
Baba ngwe.
Yeah, liqiniso. Ingazuthi sishaye ngesindebele.
Yeah.
Yeah, ngibona ngathi lapha bamtungambili lo wakujonga lapha kule nkinga lapha, ngoba mina umbuzo wamade mpele ngokuza uqaleyo ukuthi kanti kungathi yena umama Khuphe wama isikhathi saze saba ilanga laze latshona nxa kwakuvele kule nkinga, ngoba siyazi phela thina wavele waba le nkinga ngesikhathi asemayise Congress abo ngoDisember. Kanti kungathi wababemelele ukuthi kuze kubhatshazeke khathesi bengalungisisanga nxa kwakulethuba lokuthi umama Khuphe aye emadaleni nalilithuba elihle. Kwaphinda futhi kwaba khona ukuthi ubaba uMonzora waqala wayelaye wayethatha izama ukuxotsha abameli be-MDC Alliance, kuthiwa khona iguqula izikhundla. Kanti kungathi vele khonapho bengazange baye emadaleni. Uyakhuluma nje ubaba uMonzora bazama ukuba lo baba ugweta ulabo uMaduku, kodwa akuphumanga lutho. Ngibona ngathi mina ngikabachasise kuhle ukuthi nxa icembu leli selicezuke phakathi, icezu lakhona elinye lithiwa yini, kumbe kupha kuchasisa nje kuphela ukuthi kathesi kule nkinga phakathi kuka umama uKhuphe lo Monzora, kwenzela ukuthi nxa bekwanisa ngoba phela sikhangelela nelo khetho, awusoze kwenzakale ukuthi baye kukhetho kathesi, ngoba izisekeli zabo kawumbulisela qiniso, amaphosta vele sebhaliwe amaningi akhona engibabolile edolobheni. So akuchasiswe ngubaba uNdlovu ukuthi kanti kungathi yena umama uKhuphe engaqalanga elinye iqembu elitsha ukwenzela ukuthi kungabili kungaphambaniseki ibizo lakhona, ngoba akusoze kwenzakale ntungambili lowo kujonga ukuthi uMonzora avume ukuxotshwa ku-MDCT, ngoba uzawuthi yena i-Congress eyenziwayo ngoDisemba nguye na umthungameli nguye upresident we-MDCT. So ngaphandle kunxa vele belungisele ukuthi baye emadaleni kuyethatha isikhathi eside kungalungisiswanga, kade kufanele nje ukuthi umama uKhuphe ukuthi hayi mina sengi-channel kwe-MDCT ngoba ulingxabangxoza mane ngiqale iqembu lami elitsha, kodwa uzithi yena ngupartner wesibili uzalungisisa. So sizabona-ke ukuthi uzalungisisa kanjani.
Siyabonga baba Ngwenya, kahle ngidlulisele umbuzo wakho kuye ubaba uNdlovu. Baba Ndlovu yabuza lapho baba Ngwenya uthi kungani uMakhube engaqalanga ibandla elitsha watshiyana lokwe-MDCT lokho?
Ngizananzelela msakazi ukuthi uDokotela uKhuphe is not just an ordinary member ye-MDCT. UMama uKhuphe is part of abantu abangu 8 abatshelwa yi-VCTU ukuthi bahambe beyenza ibandla eyadeleda ekhazi ngo-1998. So kuye umama uKhuphe ibandla le-MDCT lilibandla elilembali kuye njalo ayi-founder member yakhona. Kayijoyinanga ibandla leli, kayijoyinanga wakifomi ibandla leli. Nalo kakunasidingo sokuyenza elinye ibandla, yena ibandla alifomayo livele likhona. Ngoba kathe singasikhuluma kanje, abantu aseyeswele abafoma i-MDCT ngu-Dr. Thokozane Khuphe, uPaul Lampariwa noGift Simanekile. Ngokunjalo kakunasidingo sokuthi uyewumba elinye ibandla. Iswelaboya, izigilamkhuba nabokhanda tshisa yibo kumele baphume ebandleni beyejoyina amabandla alodlakela angalandeli i-constitution, alenkethaba ethabi, ayenzaatshontsha imali, ale-corruption, ayenza zonke izinto ezimbi ezingafuka yi-MDCT. So into esiyitshoyo uma uKhuphe asilaya ngayo yokuthi basiqondiseni ongaqondanga ku-MDCT, sihlale sigayidwa yi-constitution at all times. So ke ngiyakwazi ukuthi uMama uKhuphe has been consistent since 1999 kubandla leli, kazake even laka one aphume. Kodwa siyakwazi abanye abasithuphayo kathesi nabantu adebekubobandla adebekumzuriwa adebekuchirawo adebeku-NCA ekwamanye amabandla sekuyabehlupha kathesi ku-MDCT. So ngeke sikhitshwe ngabantu abajoyinayo ibandla, thina singama-founder members ebandla. So i-MDCT kanye ife ibulawa ngabantu abalutshwane. Abantu bathi MDC bayifuna injalo.
And some Mr. Ndlovu are now saying there's nothing democratic really about the Movement for Democratic Change. Some are even going to the extent of saying you guys are even worse than ZANU-PF, that you always accuse of not respecting democracy.
I think that you are very right to say that some of the things that we have done at the MDC are worse than what ZANU has done, and I think that it cannot be blamed on the greater membership of the party. It must be blamed on a few individuals who are pursuing a selfish agendas. But basically, I think that I will not then say you are wrong to say that some of the things that we do in the opposition are worse than ZANU-PF. Yes, we do a lot of things that are really, really bad, that are not expected from democratic alternative, but that can't be blamed on the MDC as a whole. It must be blamed on some individuals within the party. Therefore, our duty as revolutionaries, as fighters in the party, is to identify and isolate those people. So we are willing to correct our mistakes. We have made mistakes in the past 20 or so years, and we are willing to correct our mistakes. That's why in 2016, when our late president tried to exercise power that he did not have, we challenged that. In 2018, we challenged that. And in 2022, we are challenging anyone who is trying to actually mutilate and violate our party constitution.
Ubaba uNtando Ndlovu ngumcebisi kaDokotela Thokozani Khuphe ngoma nje
ongwadi vatereri nevatariri nhasi tiri kukurukura nezve press conference kana musangano waitwa nemutevedzeri wemutungamiri weMDCT vanga vari mutevedzeri wemutungamiri webato reMDCT Muzvari Thokozani Khuphe vachizivisa ivo kuti aiwazvo ini handina kunge ndadzingwa kubato kana kumiswa kuye nhengo yebato reMDCT nekuti vamonzora vakatenge vazvidzinga kare mubato reMDCT pavakazivisa vachinyorera tsamba kuzeki kuti vachakwikwidza musarudzo dzebyelection vari MDC Alliance. Ndoenda kuna vaNdlovu Ntunga wondisisira shoko kwavari kuti tinzwe kuti panyaya yenhengo dzeparamende zvakamira sei nokuti kana padai kana iwe vachiti bato va Dr. Kupo vachiri ndo mutungamiri webato zvinoreva kuti ndo vanenge vaine chekuita nenhengo dzebato MDCT dziri muparamende pakamirawo sei ipapo tozobvunza zvakare vangwenya vagozopindurawo nerurimi rwamai pfungwa dzavo
Vandlovu hanzi najonga panyaya yenhengo dzeparamende apa kwakamira sei
Dr. Kupi akayambira parliament neminister of justice kuti vaite zvakanaka vaite fairness pakutonga nyaya iyi akaudza the speaker of parliament kuti nyaya iri kuitika kumdct inofanana nenyaya yakaitika muna 2005 kuti maboka emdct akatemuka pakati and hakuna kumbozvira kwarekorda anyone from parliament because akange ari mafactions of the same party naizvozvo akayambira speaker of parliament vamudhinda neminister of justice yazihambi kuti vaite fairness kutonga nyaya iyi kuti unofanira kuti usave naMP kana center or councillor anorekorwa kuparliament or senate because ari kuboka iri kana boka iro akayambira the minister of justice vazihambi kuti vaite fairness pakudistributa malocal finances akayambira iye kuyezwe minister of local government vachikai mwoyo kuti vaite fairness kumarecords kuti asavise macouncillors ari kusapota Dr. Kupi kana macouncillors ari kusapota rimwe boka rituku remdct saka ndizvozvo zvichaitika novimba kuti maaucans of state achadambira yambiro yaDr. Kupi zvakanaka
siyabonga qhubeke kusecingweni baba Ndlovu silete uvavu ngwenya ndofunga manzwa muvunzwa jonga vangwenya
apo munoona kuti ndopanoratidza kuti kwa harvest house hakuna kumira zvakanaka chiripo ndechekuti kana zvichinzizvo takunokukidza tiri MBC Alliance deno kwanyorerwa tsamba ivo vaide vakanyorera tsamba kuna vamudhenda kuti aiwaka vanhu vamakadzinga vavaya muchiti ivo ndeve MDC Alliance isusu kana takuda unokubvidza seMDC Alliance sivadzorerai kuparamendi nokuti ndo vakanga vachinzi ndivanhu veMDC Alliance ngavachidzokera kuparamendi saka ndinoona kuti panapa vandlovu vachakanganisika nokuti nebasa rinokuti apa pamaikupi Dr. Kupi vachada kuti vanyore tsamba vachinyorera tsamba kuna vamudhenda kuparamendi nekuminister of justice kuti aiwa vanhu vari kusapota vamonzora kuda ndi councillor kandi member of parliament haiti MDCT yava MDC Alliance nekuti vari kutiwo vachanokukidza se MDC Alliance saka ndotoda kuona kuti apapa vamudhenda nekuti vamudhenda ndo vakanga vapindira nyaya yacho vachizvidza munhu akatsungaira vachitivo aiwa isusu tawana tsamba yabva kuMDCT ichitiwo vanhu vemdct ngavabude muMDC Alliance vanenge varamba kubuda ngavachidzingwa zvauda kuti zvichishandiswa inonzi president now nokuti kana vakatiwo vanhu vemdc alliance ngavadzingwe parliament saka hapachatsvage kuti paite sarudzo mumaconstituents acho nemawards acho nokuti vanhu vemdc alliance vari kukukidza saka haungabviswe mugemu remaorias zvichinzi uri substitute kana umwe akakuvara wodzokera futi saka ndotoona kuti panapa maikupe nyango vakuenda kukore kana kuparamend vanofanirwa kunoprova kuti vanhu vari kunzi maMDC MP namacouncillors nokuti namacouncillors havasi MDCT iMDC Alliance toona kuti vamudhenda vachazvifambisa sei ndopachaita test of constitutionalism nokuti vamudhenda ndo vakanga vabata nyoka yacho iri nhedu vakaichengeta mhomwe mavo toda kuona kuti vachashandisa sei ruzivo rwavo kuti vadhile naDr. Kupi ndungamei
yebo baba ngwenya ngaphandle kokwenzakala phakathi kukababa umonzora lomakhuphe nxa sikhangela imbali MDC from way back ku-2005 waqala khona isplit sika babuTsvangirai lo Welshman kuze kube lamhlanje sokube lama MDC amanengineng uGrace wakhuluma wathi bazayiqeda i-alphabet besithi MDC this MDC that isingathi MDC libandla labantu abazinikeleyo yini ukuleta idemocracy eZimbabwe abafuna ukuzehlukanisa lebandla elibusayo lona abatshona belisola belethesa amacala atshiyeneyo.
Uzabona ukuthi ngo-2005 waba lenkinga layo ngoba kwakukhulunywa nge-constitutionalism ukuthi uTsvangirai wayenze izinto ezingaqondananga lesikili sombuso se-MDCT. Yikho wakwenza ukuthi kube lokucezuka phakathi. Ye, kodwa asiboneni ukuthi kumi kanjani lapha. Uyabona ungazikhangelisise ukucubungule into yokhetho. Abantu abaningi tungamili uZulu omningi ovotela i-MDC Alliance kavoti ngoba ulilunga le-MDC Alliance. Uvota ngoba kavumelani leZANU-PF. Kutsho ukuthi vele isenzakalo okwenzakalayo ku-MDC singathi MDC akuvamanga ukuthi kuphambanise ye abanye bathi khona ngaye babambeni kungayenzekela ukuthi banqobe iZANU-PF ngamanombolo amakhulu kodwa njengobona wami mina abantu abaningi vele abavotela yona i-FDC Alliance bavota nje ngoba bayaphikisana lokwenziwa iZANU-PF kodwa okwakhathesi kuzahlupha ngoba nxa sokuthiwa khona kulamaqembu amathathu i-MDCT yakukhuphe le-MDC Alliance umuntu ovele engafuni ukuyavota uzaphambaniseka. So ingxabano leyo ntungameli iye enza ukuthi kube le voter apathy ngoba abantu babesebejika izandla emeweni sikanti benxa sokunje sizavotela njani amalunga eParliament athi engavotelwa asexotshwa sizavotela njani ilunga esihlala lixabana abantu bexabana sokuphambanisa uZulu ofuna ukuthi avotele avotele ephikisana leZANU-PF hhashi akulunganga bafanele bahlale phansi bakhulumisane kwenzela ukuthi batshengisele ntungameli ukuthi nxa sebebusa bazabusa beyibandla elibambeneyo.
Thank you there, Mr. Ngwenya. And going back to Mr. Ndlovu, so as the coup formation of the MDCT, Mr. Ndlovu, are you participating in the March by-elections? Mr. Ndlovu?
Not going to be participating at the...
Mr. Ndlovu, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, yes.
I was saying that we're not participating in the March 26th by-elections.
Why?
Because, you know, we are not prepared for those by-elections. But suffice to say, we have instructed members to support progressive candidates in various areas. We are not interested in splitting the opposition vote, and we have asked our members to support progressive parties and candidates in those by-elections. You will know that in the past few days or so, many of our candidates were withdrawing from those by-elections in favor of progressive candidates and for some other reasons.
And which progressive candidates are these, if you may say?
We are going to be having our National Council in the next few days, and the National Council is going to pronounce itself on which party we are going to support in the upcoming by-elections.
Yes, ndinotenda mutungamiri vateereri tanzwa vanhlovu vanove chipanga mazano chadr kupe vachitaura kuti bato ravo harisi kuzopinda musarudzo dzebyelections dziri kwamusava 26 March. Vati chimwe chikonzero chikuita kuti vasapinde nyaya yekuti vanga vasina kunge vakagadzirira asi pamusoro pezvo vati ivo havasi kuzotsemura mavhoti kumapato anopikisa kana kuti kuopposition vachiti ivo vanenge vachizotsigira mabato kana bato ravanoona kuti riri kuita zvido zvevanhu zvavanowirira nazvo sebato reMDCT. Panyaya iyoyo ntungamiri Nkomo, ndofunga imwe nyaya iri kunetsawo muvanhu, nyaya yekuti idzo sarudzo dza 2022 March 26 dziri kunzi dziitwe nderimwe dambudziko rakakonzereswa nekudzingwa kwenhengo dzekadze makanzuro neparamende nebato reMDCT. Zvinhu zvakazvakati zvijekeswe semubvunzo wawapaive kuti tizive pavamire Dr. Kupe nebato ravo nenyaya yekuti ndo vakanga vari kubato reMDCT vakakonzera kudzingwa kwenhengo dzeparamende nenhengo dzemakanzuro. Asi ndofunga vamwe vachashamisika kuti koseiwa kuti havasi kuzokwikwidza musarudzo idzodzo.
Yepo kunjalo Jonga. Sesiqhiba nje uhlelo limzwile lapha ubaba uNdlovu uNtando Ndlovu isikhulumeli kumbe umcebisi kaMamutokozani Kupe uthi kabasoze bangene kuma-by-elections aza kwenziwa mhlaka 26 kumbimbitho. Ngani? Ngoba uthi bebengalulungiselelanga lolu khetho ngokunjalo uthi baza kuthaza amalunga abo ukuthi asekele abathi ngama-progressive candidates awamanye amabandla. Kodwa ngimbuzile ukuthi iwaphi lawo ma-candidates uthi hayi ubukhokheli bebandla busazohlala buxoxisane ngalokho. And as we wrap up, let's go back to Mr. Ndlovu. Mr. Mkomaje, maybe you want to wrap up with Mr. Ndlovu.
Maybe just to ask him, Tunga, the future of opposition in Zimbabwe, because whenever there is a misunderstanding, the party is split. What's the future of opposition in Zimbabwe?
Mr. Ndlovu, my colleague is asking, as we wrap up, you have 45 seconds. What's the future of the opposition in Zimbabwe, looking at what's going on in the MDCT?
Well, I think that the future of opposition in Zimbabwe is bright. Everyone is looking at the crisis that has been brought to us by the ruling regime, and therefore I think the future is bright. What we need to do as the opposition is to maybe re-strategize and refocus our energies on the reasons why we formed it. The MDC. So basically, our future is bright. Only our leaders focus on what made us form this organization called the Movement for Democratic Change. So that's what I can say.
Siyabonga Baba Ndlovu, ukuhle ukuba lawe kuhlelo. Thank you so very much for your time.
Siyabonga msakazi.
Sibonge ke lapho ubaba uNtando Ndlovu, umcebisi kaThokozani Kupe. Siqhibe uhlelo lo babu Ngwenya namafitshane baba Ngwenya, MDCT Thokozani Kupe not participating in the by-elections. Your take?
Well, it's true, really. I think you know, MDCT, you know, especially Thokozani Kupe, has not shown any credence and credibility when it comes to electoral presence. So I'm not surprised that she has taken a very good position not to participate, because she would not want to face further humiliation. But of course, it's everything that is happening to manage for the benefit of ZANU-PF. This is going to split the votes. It's going to create apathy and confusion. And I'm glad that if Nelson Chamisa is going to participate as MDC Alliance, and clearly identify himself as MDC Alliance, and Monzora is going to contest as well as MDC Alliance, and identify himself in another way, the voters will have a proper choice to make. But sadly, it's all for the benefit of ZANU-PF. Tungame.
Thank you there, Babu Ngwenya. And unfortunately, we are out of time. Ngomaje.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru Tungamiri. Tawana mashoko kubva kune vadare vedu vaNtando Ndlovu vanove chipangamazano chaDr. Thokozani Kupe veMDCT, pamwe chete nenyanzvi mune zvematongerwo enyika vari Joyce Ngwenya. Ini Jonga Kandemiri ndiri muMaryland muUnited States of America, ndoti morara zvakanaka vateereri.
Siyabonga sibonga ubaba Ngwenya lobaba uNdlovu, igama ngoNtungamile Nkomo. Good night, Zimbabwe.